All right, so you know how it is in marketing, sometimes you just feel like you're kind of throwing stuff at the wall and seeing what sticks.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, I wish I knew what my competitors were doing, what's actually working for them.
Like, you just want to peek behind the curtain, right?
Yeah.
And actually now with all these ad transparency tools, we can...
It's like a whole new world of competitive intelligence.
It is.
We have so many different platforms to look at and...
A lot of information.
We've got Google and Meta. Those are like the big guys. But then we've also got... LinkedIn and Microsoft,
yeah,
and even Pinterest and Snapchat have some interesting stuff.
Yeah, there is a lot to unpack for sure, but that's what we're here for, to help you make sense of it.
Yeah, so first things first, let's just define what ad transparency even means.
Yeah, so simply put, it's about lifting the veil on online advertising. So, you know, who's behind those ads? What are they aiming for? Who are they trying to reach?
It's like, instead of sneaking backstage at a concert, we get a front row seat to the world of advertising strategy.
Exactly.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. And these ad transparency tools are pretty powerful. They offer a glimpse into the minds of your competitors, what resonates with their audience, what falls flat, and gives you a treasure trove of inspiration for your own campaigns.
So let's kick things off with the biggest one, the Google Ads Transparency Center.
That is your all-access pass to the Google universe. We're talking ads across search, YouTube, the entire display network, and it's global. So it's not just what your local competitors are up to. It's about understanding the trends globally.
So like, let's say I'm a sauce marketer and I'm trying to figure out what messaging people respond to. I can go on there, look at my competitors and analyze all their ads, the wording they're using, what keywords they're targeting, what formats are working.
You can even look at their calls to action. Are they going straight for the purchase? Are they offering a free trial first or maybe a product demo? You can get some really good insights into what's working.
So it's not even really about stealing ideas from them.
No.
It's about understanding why those things work.
It's about the why questions. Like, why is this competitor emphasizing free trials? Is it because their target audience really needs to try it before they buy it? That kind of analysis helps you tailor your own messaging and calls to action.
So that's Google.
Yeah.
Let's go to LinkedIn. Now, some people think LinkedIn is just like suits and corporate jargon.
Yeah.
But
you shouldn't underestimate it.
No.
Especially if you're in the B2B space. Remember, LinkedIn is all about professional connections, building trust. So the language used in ads needs to reflect that.
Okay.
So imagine you're a company promoting software specifically for financial analysts.
Mm-hmm.
By looking at competitor ads on LinkedIn, you can see what language resonates with that specific audience.
Oh, so it's almost like learning how to speak their language.
Yeah.
And you can figure out how to get your message across to them.
Absolutely. And it's also worth mentioning that you can also just see the overall messaging and branding that your competitors are using on their company pages and in their posts, even though their ad transparency tools are mostly for political ads.
Right. So just looking at their overall strategy on LinkedIn.
Exactly. To build that complete picture of your competitive landscape.
Okay. So now it's time for the social media giant.
Oh, yeah.
The Meta Ads Library.
So with Facebook and Instagram under its umbrella, this offers a wealth of information, billions of users, global audience with incredibly diverse interests and behaviors.
Okay. So say I'm an e-commerce brand selling sustainable fashion.
Okay.
How could I use the Meta Ads Library?
Well, first, you could start by looking at your competitors. What kind of ad formats are they using? Are they primarily sticking to static images, or are they experimenting with video or carousel ads? What kind of visual style are they going for? Are they bright and colorful, or are they more minimalist?
I can see what visuals are working for them.
Yeah, and don't forget about the copy. What kind of language are they using in their ad headlines and descriptions? Are they focusing on benefits or discounts or maybe more emotional appeals?
And the cool thing is you can also see their targeting criteria.
Yeah, you can see the demographics, interests, and behaviors they're focusing on. This can be incredibly valuable in helping you refine your own targeting strategy.
Like a cheat sheet for your target audience.
Yeah, like for example, if you see that a competitor is successfully targeting engaged shoppers who are interested in eco-friendly products, that might be a segment you want to explore further.
But just to be clear, we're not saying just copy what everyone else is doing.
No, absolutely not. It's about understanding the why behind their choices and then applying those insights authentically to your brand.
So that's Google, LinkedIn, and Meta.
Ew.
I know.
A lot of info.
But we've got more.
We do.
So next up is Microsoft Bing.
Bing might not have the same market share as Google, but their ads library is still valuable, especially if your competitors are overlooking Bing. You might have an edge.
And the Bing Ads Library is supposed to be really user-friendly.
Yeah, you can easily search for specific advertisers or browse by category, and they've made a real effort to emphasize clarity and transparency.
so you can really see how brands are positioning themselves and what makes them different.
Exactly.
Okay, two more, Pinterest and Snapchat.
Okay.
And these are a little different because they're EU-specific.
Yeah, their ad transparency tools are currently specific to the European Union, but I think they're still worth exploring.
Yeah.
Because they provide valuable insights into how ad transparency is being implemented globally.
And we can see what's working in a different market.
Right. It gives you a sense of where things might be headed in the future.
Okay, so Pinterest, their ads repository is all about visual content, right?
Yes, very visual, product-based, and inspirational.
Like, people go to Pinterest to get ideas for projects or things they want to buy.
It's where they go to dream and discover. And so the ads need to tap into that mindset.
Right. So you need those aspirational images, good product shots, and calls to action that make people want to learn more.
And because it's so visual, it can be a goldmine for creative inspiration. You can see how brands are using imagery, color palettes, typography to create a cohesive visual identity.
And then Snapchat.
Snapchat's known for its creative, immersive formats, and their ads gallery offers a window into how brands are engaging with younger demographics, particularly in Europe.
So we can see how they're using augmented reality and filters and short videos.
Exactly. It's a good reminder that what works on one platform might not work on another. Each one has its own culture and user expectations.
Okay, so we've covered a lot, but there's one more we can't forget.
Mm.
TikTok.
Oh, yes.
I mean, you got to be on TikTok, especially if you want to reach Gen Z.
Absolutely. And the TikTok ads library is an amazing resource for understanding what makes an ad go viral. It's all about short form video, catchy music, and engaging content that fits in on that platform.
So before you even start advertising on TikTok, spend some time in their ads library to see what's working.
See the storytelling techniques that are working, the types of challenges that are trending, and how brands are using humor and creativity.
Because it's such a fast-paced platform.
It's fast-paced, ever-evolving.
You really need to be up to date.
You do.
Okay, so wow, that was a lot of information.
A lot to take in.
But don't worry, we're going to break it all down for you.
We will.
So let's take a step back.
Right.
Why should you even care about ad transparency? What's the point of all this?
Well, it's a game changer. It really levels the playing field. It gives you access to all this information that used to be a secret.
Yeah, it's like having a secret weapon.
It is.
So it's not just about knowing what's out there.
Right.
It's about knowing how to actually use this stuff.
Exactly. Think of it as like a masterclass in marketing, but it's taught by your competitors. You get to see their strategies in action, see what's working, see what's not working, all without having to spend your own money on testing.
Okay. I like that. So let's talk about some of the benefits.
Yeah.
What can I actually expect to get out of this?
Well, first off, you're going to really understand your target audience a lot better. Remember all that targeting stuff we talked about?
Mm-hmm.
You can see who your competitors are going after and why, and then use that to fine-tune your own approach.
So it's not just guessing anymore.
Whoa.
It's like actually knowing who your ideal customer is.
Exactly. You might even discover new customer segments that you hadn't even thought about before. Or maybe your competitors are overlooking some key demographic.
And I bet it helps with creativity too, right?
Oh, absolutely. Think of these ad libraries as like a giant mood board created by the best marketers out there. Need some inspiration for a new campaign. See what visuals are working, what messages are working, what calls to action are working.
It's like brainstorming, but without having to actually talk to anyone.
Exactly. And speaking of staying ahead of the game, it's also great for competitive benchmarking.
Like seeing how my competitors are doing and what they're spending money on.
Yeah, you can see where you stand in the market, see what you need to improve on, and set some realistic goals based on what's actually happening out there.
Just like a scorecard for the advertising world.
It is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not just about the numbers themselves. It's about understanding why are those numbers what they are? Why is competitor A doing better than competitor B? Is it their messaging, their targeting, their creative? And that helps you make better decisions about your own marketing strategy.
Okay, so let's be real. Everyone's worried about budget.
Yeah.
How can these tools help me save money?
Well, you can see where your competitors are spending their money, so you can make smarter decisions about your own budget. You might find that a certain ad format is working really well for your competitors, and you can try that too.
So instead of wasting money on stuff that doesn't work.
Exactly. You focus on what's been proven to be effective, and on the flip side, you can also avoid making expensive mistakes because you can see what didn't work for them.
So it's like a warning system.
It is. You can learn from their mistakes and allocate your budget to stuff that's actually going to work.
Something else I wanted to ask about was compliance. I know it's not the most exciting topic.
Important, though.
Yeah, no one wants to get penalized or have their ads taken down.
Right.
Can these tools help with that?
You can see how your competitors are handling disclaimers, disclosures, industry guidelines, and make sure your own ads are following the rules.
It's like a checklist for compliance.
Yeah, you can see what's working for others and avoid any problems. Plus, compliance isn't just about avoiding penalties. It's also about building trust with your audience. When you're transparent and you follow the rules, people are more likely to want to do business with you.
So we've talked about audience insights and created inspiration and benchmarking and budget and even compliance. That's a lot.
It is a lot, but that's why we're here to help you break it all down.
So now that we've covered all that,
yeah.
What's the next step? What should I actually do with all this information?
It's really all about exploration. You know, just pick a platform you're interested in and dive into their ad library.
Yeah, just start with one.
Yeah, one at a time.
It can be a little overwhelming at first, but you don't have to analyze everything. Just pick a few of your competitors or brands you admire.
Yeah.
And see what catches your eye.
And ask yourself, why did they choose that headline? Why are they using that image? Why are they targeting that audience?
It's all about the why.
It is. The why is key.
Because you want to understand why they made those choices.
Right, not just copy them.
Exactly.
And the more you use these tools, the more you'll start to see patterns. You'll figure out what works on each platform and what works for different audiences.
So as you're exploring all these tools, we want to leave you with one final question.
Okay.
What's one unexpected insight you think you might find?
Hmm.
Something that could totally change your perspective or give you an idea for a new campaign or maybe even make you try something completely different.
Yeah, go out there and explore.
We can't wait to hear what you discover. Happy exploring. We'll see you next time.